Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us the superintendent of the Prescott School System, Dr. Rick Spacuzza.
Hi. I just wanted to give an update on some of the information that is out there about our Prescott Middle School. As you know, our city is currently examining whether or not a variance should be provided with regards to a developer that would like to provide affordable housing. One of the things that Commonwealth does is to look for historical relevant buildings, to remodel those for affordable housing, and then to be able to rent that out to individuals within our community. A couple things that has happened is that they reached out to us. We have been speaking with them and working with the city to see whether or not it is something that would be viable. They have submitted an application with the school district's blessing in August. For the August 28th meeting, there's a rezoning meeting that is occurring, or a variance meeting, I should say, that is occurring on Wednesday, August 28th, that is comprised of five community members. If the variance is given, there are three very specific questions that are addressed. One is hardship. The second one is with regards to specific specifications on zoning. With regards to a middle school, churches and hospitals are given exemptions within the zoning area. It's a residential area. The building already exists, but there will be a question about the height of the building. The space occupies a city block, so it's comprised of basically our gym and the instructional portion, but on less than 3 acres. And finally, it has to identify that it would be in the public good. That public good is defined more by the city's comprehensive plan, not necessarily any other objective criteria or what the school district may or may not want. We, as a school board and as a superintendent, we're always trying to be nimble and keeping our antennas up and our head on a swivel and being able to accurately or quickly respond to changing situations for us. Previously, I'd mentioned with KWA in an interview about our SDS architectural review of three buildings. We know that we have more imminent needs for modifications to roofs and the infrastructure or the envelope of our buildings, not to remodel, not to enhance, just to keep them functioning. It's kind of like changing your oil and keeping your ears or air in your tires and rotating them. But basically, that in the next 1 to 3 years is going to be about $3.5 million. In the next 4 to 6 years, another $7 million. So those are big numbers. Our district has done a remarkable job. We're fiscally sound. We have a good fund balance. We've started to put money away into a capital trust fund, but that's $400,000. Can't be touched till 2022. $400,000 is a little bit shy of $4 million or of $7 million. So those are some of the challenges, both on what's coming and being able to enhance and meet the learning needs. Our middle school is the original building within the Prescott School District, so it has part of the foundation from 1924. It's been added on multiple times. It is a very inflexible building. Very thick concrete walls, very narrow classrooms, and it doesn't quite meet the type of programming that we're providing. So it's not great for technology. Wi-Fi isn't the best. It is not climate controlled. And so those are some of the things that we're looking at, is whether or not we have an ideal situation for our students and staff. As we look forward, whether or not this is approved by the variance committee, there's another meeting September 3rd by the zoning, and where they would have to present, Commonwealth would have to present its public use development. And that would be more of the conceptual plan. How many apartments? Are they one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom? What does parking look like? How do they use and fit into the neighborhood? There is a park right across the street. That park is specific and has a charter that goes back that it can't be used in any other way other than a park. And so obviously community members are kind of interested in how that would play out with this development. Then the city council meets on September 9th if it's gone through those two other hurdles, and the city council would make its final determination. The first two meetings does include community input. And so individuals that are either for or against it have the right to speak and register, and will have that opportunity. If all of that passes, it doesn't in any way, shape, or form dictate to our school board what they may or may not do. So if the city were not to approve it, we still have a 100-year-old building, and we still have some financial needs that we'll have to work out for our long-term facility plan and also for our financial planning. If it is approved, we still have to make sure and negotiate something. I can guarantee you we're not going to give the building away for free, and we're not going to sell it for a dollar, which many districts have had to do. So that would have to meet an agreement. And then also, if it passes and it was sold, it takes to the Wisconsin Housing Development Association that it would be have to go up for a hearing in spring of 2020. So at that point, it could also not pass, and we would still then have to have Plan B, C, and D. If it does pass there, the Commonwealth has shared with us that it would take them another year to finalize all their RFD and contractors so that it wouldn't impact our students or faculty until fall 2021. It is fall 2019. We have 24 months, if all of this goes well, to continue a process that we have, and we'll continue our processes because there are so many unknowns, and there will always be changes in the context as it moves forward. It's a big puzzle. We continue to put that mosaic puzzle together, and I'm proud of the board and our administration and the team that's been working on this to continue to gather the information so our board can make an informed decision.
You know, this is something that you did not seek out, right?
Correct. Yes, it was something that they specifically were looking at for relevant buildings. They were targeting areas that it's kind of like a grant. And so they get points for areas that are underrepresented and also meet the financial needs. And so Pierce County and Prescott in particular, it's like submitting a grant. And so they get additional points on their application based on the needs of Pierce County and Prescott.
And so this is something that is primarily for lower income?
Yeah, it's basically 60% of, I think, the median income for the county. And so they'll have that information presented August 28th and also September 3rd. I do know that one of the figures I saw was that the starting salary, you are eligible for a single room apartment if you make $42,000 or less. I can tell you that our teachers,
I was going to say,
are paid currently $37,400. And so if you are an individual teacher for the first time trying to find affordable housing, that might be one of the opportunities that you would have that doesn't currently exist within the Prescott City areas.
And what other buildings has Commonwealth developed? Do you know? Is it in
they have around? They have a really good website. They have been in business for over a decade and have a pretty good track record. I know that the city has followed up with some of the mayors on the different projects, but I would encourage people to go to our website. We do the Prescott Public School website. We have a link both to the city and also to Commonwealth, so you can learn a little bit more about their mission, the type of work that they've done, and see visually what some of the transformations that they've been able to do. I think that was one of the things for us, was that it not only were they going to preserve the building, right? They were going to use it for what we saw as a win-win for both the city, the district. Now, it wasn't something we were searching out for, but it was also kind of one of those things where it felt that it was my responsibility to make sure I brought something like that to the board. It's kind of someone drives by and says, I'll buy your car and I might give you money. And